9th June 1946. What is Samadhi? Bhagavan spent a lot of time this afternoon freely conversing with devotees about many matters and in between teaching them Advaita. Seeing that the conversation was going on without end, a new arrival got up and asked, "Bhagavan, when do you go into Samadhi?" All the devotees burst into laughter. Bhagavan also laughed. After a while, he said, "Oh, is that your doubt? I will clear it, but first tell me, what exactly is the meaning of Samadhi? Where should we go? To a hill, or to a cave, or to the sky? What should Samadhi be like? Tell me," asked Bhagavan. Poor man, he could not say anything and sat down quietly. After a while, he said, "Unless the movement of the indriyas and limbs stops, there cannot be Samadhi, they say. When do you go into that Samadhi?" "I see. That is what you want to know. You think, what is this? This Swami is always speaking. What jnani is he? That is your idea. It is not Samadhi unless one sits cross-legged in Padmasana with folded hands and stops breathing. There must also be a cave near about. One must go in and out of it. Then people will say, 'This is a great Swami.' As for me, they begin doubting and say, 'What Swami is this who is always talking to his devotees and has his daily routine? What can I do? This happened once or twice even before. People who had originally seen me at Guru Murtam and then saw me at Skandashramam, talking to all people and partaking in normal activities, said to me with great anxiety, 'Swami, Swami, please give us darshan in your previous state.' Their impression was that I was getting spoiled. What can I do? At that time, while in Guru Murtam, I had to live like that. Now I am obliged to live like this. Things happen the way they have to. But, in their view, it is enough if one does not eat or talk. Then saintliness, swamitvam, comes on automatically. That is the delusion people have," said Bhagavan.